As the Democrats take over on Capitol Hill, the conduct of the war in Iraq will come under more scrutiny.
Congress has a constitutional responsibility to provide oversight, and that oversight hasn't been provided.
That's Massachusetts Democrat Martin Meehan, a member of the House Armed Services Committee. He's expected to be named chairman next week of a subcommittee on oversight and investigations, a panel that Republicans disbanded in 1995. In a conversation in his office yesterday, Congressman Meehan said there were costs to disbanding that subcommittee.
I don't think you have to look any further than the Iraq War to see the lack of oversight, the mistakes that were made that the administration was never held accountable for, not only the fact that the intelligence was wrong, the fact that they never came back to Congress for a war vote to begin with, which under the Constitution they should have, and then a series of mistakes, letting the Iraqi security forces go without vetting them.
You're talking about the members of Saddam's army that members were immediately
That's exactly
disbanded.
Right. If you vetted those members of the army, you probably could have ended up with about 70% of them. And rather than send them out and encourage them to be part of an insurgency, you could have put them on the payroll and had them secured Baghdad right away. Secretary Rumsfeld in the Pentagon totally ignored General Shinseki, and they did things their own way, without oversight, without anyone holding them accountable. And we have paid the price for that over the last 3 years or so.
Do you plan to seek testimony from Donald Rumsfeld?
We haven't made decisions about who we're going to call. I've been talking to many retired generals that I know to get suggestions on it. I think part of our focus has to be on Iraqi security. General David Petraeus, who I have enormous respect for, I think he's highly skilled, highly competent, and took over a mess. He would be someone who could shed light on what has gone wrong, what we need to do better, how we engage other countries in the region to be part of this effort. And then in terms of who we ask to come before the committee, that's something that I think depends upon what information we're able to gather.
Now, a lot of these things that you're talking about are things that were happening as the war started. What can Congress do about them now? These things have happened.
Well, the first thing I would like to have a hearing about is making sure that the men and women who are in Iraq now have the latest technology available to them in order to try to protect American lives. If you look at what's happening in Iraq, there has been a spike in the number of American soldiers and Marines who are being killed by snipers. We have technology that is designed to identify where a sniper shot is coming from. We don't have enough of this technology in Iraq. I also want to find out why in the world Americans are still up front when they need to be in the background. As long as we're perceived as an occupying force in Iraq, we are not going to be able to defeat an insurgency.
There are reports this week from the Wall Street Journal that as part of President Bush's strategy that he'll be announcing next week, he's going to suggest that billions more go to Iraq, go to Iraqi reconstruction, go to actually the political parties in Iraq. Is that something that your committee would have oversight over?
It's certainly something that we need to have oversight and investigation of what has happened to the billions of dollars of reconstruction monies that we've already sent. We have invested billions and billions of dollars into an infrastructure for police and security in Iraq, and they literally have nothing to show for it. We need to find out why.
Now, the Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee that you will chair is under the House Armed Services Committee, but there are reports of other similar investigations and oversights panels under other committees that are being formed right now. Isn't there a risk here that the Democrats might be on some sort of a partisan witch hunt?
Well, I think it depends upon how these oversight hearings and investigations are conducted. I'm going to work as hard as I can. I know Speaker Pelosi is going to work as hard as she can to make sure investigations are conducted thoughtfully, conducted in a bipartisan way. And in the end, it's about the constitutional responsibility that our forefathers gave the Congress of the United States. When the Congress of the United States appropriates hundreds of billions of dollars, there is a responsibility to make sure that that money is being spent wisely and effectively. And that simply hasn't happened. And we need to do everything we can to make sure that we don't waste another 100 to 200 billions of dollars doing the same thing.
Congressman Martin Meehan, thank you for speaking with
us. Thank you. Glad to join you.